Well, hello everyone. Welcome to session 12 of our Ascending Masters. This is Joan and Melanie. You want to say hi? You're muted.
Muted?
Yeah, there you go.
But did not hear me say hi? Okay.
Okay. Cool. All right. I have one announcement. Our next session, session 13th, will be October the 29th. And then the next one after that is tentatively scheduled for November the 12th. So with that, let's get started. Melena?
Okay. So everyone will take a deep breath. So as we consciously gather as a collective council in our beautiful and magnificent temple of pure radiating light, let's together take a deep, deep centering breath. Let us take a moment and acknowledge all members, physical and non-physical, who are present with us today. Place your attention on the ceiling of our temple, where the shimmering green gold starburst of light, representing John's presence, begins to gently swirl and expand. So, hello, John. Now place your awareness on your crystalline sacred heart center. And with your attention placed on it, watch as it expands and the light frequencies begin to swirl in unison with the natural gentle spin of this amazing light vortex. The creation and gift of this magical, mystical light temple was unprecedented. Its full functions are still unknown to us. It does hold all the multidimensional frequencies, codes of light, geometries, and teachings we have received at their highest expressions. And with the frequencies of light that the temple itself holds, all are amplified hundreds of times over. So let's collectively express our appreciation for this magnificent and transcendent creation of pure crystalline light. Take one more breath and fully open your I Am presence. And I'll turn this over to Joe.
We'd like to start today's session off with Master Kutumi's prayer. It's so appropriate for where we are and where we've traveled in these magnificent light energies. So take a deep breath now and let us begin. I am light. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day, I am a focus of the central sun. Flowing through me is a crystal river, a living fountain of light that can never be qualified by human thought. or feeling. I am an outpost of the divine. Such darkness as has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light, which I am. I am, I am, I am light. I live, I live, I live in light. I am light's fullest dimension. I am light's purest intention. I am light, 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 flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of heaven. I am a creator of light, created in the image and similitude of my source. I am a creator of light. I am a creator of form within form.
So in the past several sessions, we have upgraded the chakras, excuse me, with your primary color and sound codes, and with the gyroscopic spin of all the chakras, expanding their multidimensional frequencies to the highest function that the body can currently utilize. We have also upgraded the 7 light packets and 9 of the DNA strands, which you are now holding stably in the continual energetic flow of the process we are using for our physicality in Toyota Unified Field. The flow of the light frequencies in that process keeps all of these massive upgrades in balance. So it is not only important, but it is extremely valuable for you to return to that process often. Today, we will implement the next sequence of activations that will propel us further along in our ascension journey. And we will begin with the upgrade of the 10th strand of DNA. So if everyone will now cover your screen. And take another deep breath. And I'll turn this over to Joan.
Okay. Let's be centered in our Sacred Heart Center. As we sit together in this magnificent cosmic crystalline light temple, let us upgrade the 10th strand of DNA that was woven into your light body in the 2022 conference. Isn't it amazing what happened in those 3 days of that conference, conceptually as well as energetically? And we are just now being able to implement them and use them. As you know, the light body now functions in the 7th dimension. The 10th strand of DNA mastery and its consciousness can be made usable in this present time, but it must be woven into the consciousness of your 5th dimensional body so that you can recover the memory codes that are necessary for continual evolvement of states of consciousness while using a 5th dimensional body. By drawing the activated 10th strand of DNA from your light body into your 5th dimensional physical body, It prevents any danger of burning up the circuitry of the fifth dimensional body while using such states of consciousness. With your intention now, draw the 10th strand of DNA from your light body that now functions as your Ka or etheric body, and place it in your fifth dimensional body energetic field. Sit quietly for a moment as you integrate this activation.
Take another breath. As those energetics are being integrated within your field, I wish to talk to you about the Master Light Packet. We also received the imprint of the Master Light Packet in the 2022 Light Conference. That imprint is held within your sacred heart of your light body and also within your spirit. So just what is the Master Light Packet? The Master Light Packet operates at quantum fields, quantum levels, that is. We can consider it similar to a compressed file, but one that contains all 7 activated and upgraded light packets. This Master Light Packet is an essential part of your spirit. So following the upcoming process, we will come back and provide you with a bit more information. And one more breath, and prepare to receive this transmission from the Council of 12.
Greetings. We are the Council of 12. We are here to help you activate this magnificent Master Packet. Place your attention on your unified field where brilliant frequencies of light are swirling coherently. Massive frequencies of the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th dimensional light templates interweave with one another as your unified field spins within your toroidal field and is influenced by the brilliant and beautiful light of your primary color and sound codes. Feel your light frequencies start to be enhanced by this spinning field of light that is spinning at 170% light now. Feel how this light begins to penetrate the very core of you. Every chakra and DNA strand is filled with this dynamic light frequency. Notice a viable presence of your soul spirit as it begins to communicate to you. Together, as collective streams of consciousness, draw the imprint of the Master Light Packet from the Sacred Heart Center of your light body and place it in the fertile vortex of your soul star. Immediately, the Master Packet imprint begins to activate in the fullness that it was originally intended. The voice of your spirit now has an environment from which to speak and create. Take a deep breath. Be aware of the light that streams from the Master Light Packet. Be aware of the unequaled mastery of your soul spirit. Notice the communication that is emanating from your spirit as it radiates more light. Be present with your soul spirit and take in this memory code. Now, let us complete this process by weaving the 10 upgraded and activated DNA strands and the 7 quantum light packets that contain them into the Master Light Packet. Deep breath. Present, alert, and fully aware of yourself in this moment. We currently have 10 DNA strands activated and upgraded. We will now weave the 7 light packets and the 10 DNA strands into the activated Master Light Packet. With your intention, draw the first upgraded light packet that contains the 4 strand of DNA and place it in the Master Packet. This DNA strand stimulates your Christed soul, spirit memory codes, and the wisdom of your soul. Now draw the second upgraded light packet that contains the 5th strand of DNA and place it into the Master Light Packet. Take a breath. Draw forth the third light packet that contains the third and sixth strands of DNA, and place it into the master light packet. Next, draw the fourth light packet and the seventh strand of DNA into the master light packet. Deep breath. Present. Draw the fifth light packet and the eighth and ninth strands into the master light packet. Now draw the sixth light packet and the ninth strand of DNA into the master packet. Finally, let us draw the seventh activated light packet and the tenth strand of DNA into the master packet. All of the seven light packets are now transcendent and unequaled packets of light because they are woven into the activated master packet. They have an energetic resonance with your ascension process that brings them into complete coherence with your original mastery, as it was created when your spirit was first created. Take a deep breath as you allow these energetics to integrate. Another breath. Be alert and present in this moment. We would like now to inform you about your ability to hold stably the state of 100%, 170% light. This would be an unrealistic expectation. Every member of the council, including you, has created this state of light as we gathered in this magnificent cosmic temple of light. This light temple provides an environment to hold the 170% light precisely. The 170% light will be available to this council any time that we work together to create more major upgrades as they are needed this year and next year of your time. We encourage all of our human members to continue to work with their individual light frequencies to bring them more stably into the 150% light range. In the near future, you will arrive at a state of being where that state of light frequency is an integral part of who you are while operating in a human fifth dimensional body for purpose and intention. So you can see it will take a little bit more time to get that 150% light range seated in your day-to-day life. But through your due diligence, it is very doable. And we have no reservation about your ability to accomplish this. Activation of the master light packet and upgrades of the DNA strands bring coherence and stability to your ability to maintain the frequency of 150% light. Your ability to maintain this frequency of light is required for you to move forward in your ascension process. It will take the remainder of this year and part of next year to be able to maintain 150% light consistently. So don't push yourself, beloveds. Just practice daily. Hold that 150% light for as long as you can. It will take care of itself. You will be amazed how you will move along fairly swiftly. The next two sessions will add more energetic foundations that will provide you with the ability to consistently hold a frequency of 150% light in your daily life. These energetics will allow you to also transmit levels of light to all humanity and the world by just being that frequency of light. Take a deep breath as this information settles into your sacred heart, your light body, and your entire field of energetics.
with the activation and the placement in your soul star of the master light packet with the weave of the 7 light packets and 10 strands of DNA now drawn into it, you have just completed the next major step for your ascension. This is an extremely significant activation. So with this master packet of light now positioned in our soul star, it can be drawn from as our consciousness grows. And by utilizing the second ray of creation from our current 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional states of consciousness, this will allow the frequencies to be stepped up or down and to be held stably. It will also upgrade and increase the frequency of our DNA strands and light packets to more refined quantum levels as we proceed. In addition, with the influence of our personal 8th dimensional field of light, which is also anchored in our soul star, this will continually allow access to ever higher iterations as we proceed with the series. And now that you have consciously placed and activated the Master Light Packet in your soul star, a new gateway opens that will provide you deeper access to the purity of your soul and your spirit. These past 2 years of Ascending Masters of Light have brought your consciousness of and access to your soul to levels not achievable since we fell below F8 dimension. This is a very important transmission, and it will activate and release many more deeply held memory codes. Today's activation, along with the 8th dimensional light template, the light codes and activations of the 8-8 portal opening, and the magical and mystical Lyran Syrian blessings will take us many months to assimilate and integrate. And as this integration occurs, you will begin to truly embody your soul in unimaginable ways. In other words, you will begin to experience yourself as the full essence of you as a soul walking around in a human body. So take a breath. Be present and aware. And blessings, everyone. We will now close this session.
Thank you all for joining us in this very important activation series. Blessings.
Blessings.
Blessings, everyone.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Blessings and thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings, everyone. Thank you.